Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance, and I'm so happy to have you here. If you're anything like me, you are also passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology. I coined this term Gromance for this passion, this love of falling in love with your ever-evolving self. It means you experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. Welcome to my space, and I hope you stay a while and explore. I release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in experts to have conversation about their journey of Gromance. While most of us think of energy in physical terms such as nutrition, sleep quality, exercise, and fitness, there are actually different kinds of energy in all of us, namely spiritual energy, mental energy, emotional energy, relational energy, and of course, physical energy. In my last episode, I talked in detail about spiritual energy and how we can harness it. Please give it a listen if you're interested, as this entire series talks about how these energies are related and how we can tap into them to maximize our productivity and live to our fullest potential. Today, I will be focusing more on emotional energy and relational energy. They play a very important role in maximizing our productivity in our day-to-day life. Emotional energy encompasses the different feelings, sensations, and psychological reactions that we go through on a daily basis, which we label as anger, sadness, joy, fear, etc. Emotional energy by itself is neutral, but our interpretations and thoughts are what give it meaning. Our thoughts determine the type of emotions and the intensity that we feel. Relational energy refers to the energy we share through our relationships with others. The feeling of being in love, feeling compassionate and kind towards others, or feeling lonely or envious, or not feeling important or loved enough, are all stemming from our relational energy. You need to honor your relational energy in order to feel centered and to balance your energies. As humans, we love socializing and having heartfelt conversations with others. But sometimes we are so caught up with our life that we fail to spend time with our loved ones. This can make us lonely and make us feel that something is missing, even if we have gotten a lot of things accomplished. If we discredit our relational energy, we can feel completely drained or empty or unsatisfied at the end of the day. This is why it is important to pay attention to our relational energy as well. When you think about it, both emotional energy and relational energy are connected to each other in certain ways, and imbalances in one can affect the other. Have you noticed that if you've just had a fight with your loved one or if someone hurt your feelings, you feel emotionally down and you cannot perform effectively after that? The change in relational energy levels affected your emotional energy negatively, and we know we tend to perform best when we are full of positive energy. Our emotions are fleeting currents that change throughout the day. They constantly keep changing, and we feel different things based on that. When you are able to take more control of your emotions, you can improve the quality of your energy, regardless of other external circumstances. Your thoughts affect your emotions. They trigger your emotions, which in turn has an effect on your energy levels, either positive or negative. And negative emotions make it almost impossible to think clearly, logically, and reflectively. I would like to share a recent experience from work. I was out of office for a couple of days, but had a tight deadline that week. I worked pretty late night on my day off, and similarly the next day. I worked really hard to deliver before the deadline. However, I got critical feedback for this task from my manager. This triggered a chain of thoughts in my head. I started doubting myself. I thought to myself, maybe I can't manage my work, my side hustles, and my personal life as well as I hoped, and so on and so forth. This really disrupted my normal energy state and caused disturbances inside me, making me feel anxious, confused, and upset. That's when I realized the profound effects that thoughts have on your emotions and how closely related they both are. What you think triggers your emotions. When you are overcome with emotions like anger, sadness, anxiety, you may end up reprimanding yourself for giving into those feelings and would feel the urge to get rid of those feelings as soon as you can. But this kind of reaction will only make the situation worse and cause more distress. Therefore, it is important not to judge your emotions. What I've realized that it isn't the emotions themselves that cause me to suffer. It is the judgment of those emotions and my desire to make them go away as quickly as I can. Emotions become manageable if you don't judge them. Just allow the emotional wave to pass. They are simply fleeting currents that come and go. If you can do that, it will allow you to fully feel and address the emotions that may be under the surface. I'd like to share some things that have helped me maintain stability in my emotional energy. Number one, schedule a few check-ins with yourself. I usually do a couple of check-ins, one midday check-in and another one in the evening. Schedule these check-ins across the entire day. Just take some time to be with yourself in a quiet place and observe how you feel emotionally. Checking in and spending time with myself enables me to introspect and helps me manage my energies better. Number two, try journaling how you feel at different times of the day. There are times when I'm consumed by thoughts. My mind starts thinking of multiple things. And as soon as I realize that, I start journaling everything that goes through my head. It really helps clear my mind. When I read what I write later on, I notice patterns and I'm able to understand the root cause of the problem. Another thing that I'd highly recommend is taking deep breaths. The exercise is very simple, just 5 counts of deep, focused inhalations and exhalations. Breathe in for 7 seconds and breathe out for 10 seconds, roughly. You can also do a quick chanting along with it if you'd like. It really helps me stabilize and get centered again. I now want to share some other things that I do to keep my relational energy in check. Whenever I feel lonely or unhappy, I talk to my loved ones, spend time with them, or reach out to people and show gratitude. It really helps you get back that energy you need to feel full of life again. Showing gratitude and appreciating someone has also been scientifically proven to improve your energy. The next thing is the physical touch of our loved ones. After a long, exhausting day at work, we yearn for that hug from our partner, to just laugh with our children, have a peaceful dinner with friends, and have those heartful conversations with our dear ones. I have frequent date nights with my boyfriend. Sometimes we are both busy with our work and our set of activities that I don't get to talk to him often about the things going on in our lives. During the date nights, we sit down and talk and spend quality time with each other. Even with the friends that you hang out with and spend time with, it is important to open up and connect with them to forge deeper bonds of friendship. In the past year, I have joined multiple communities of interest. You can find people with similar interests by connecting with like-minded people on Facebook, Instagram, Clubhouse, etc. Attend conferences and virtual events and try to build more meaningful relationships. It is vital to not just join different communities, but also to stay connected with them. A great example in my case is the Failure Friday group that I'm part of, through which I met some wonderful individuals and have stayed connected with them over time. You can also subscribe to newsletters shared by these communities to see what is new and to stay up to date in your areas of interest. I hope this episode gives you some ideas on honoring your emotional and relational energy to maximize your productivity. If you know of a friend or a family member who is on a similar journey, share this episode with them. If you're interested to chat more about these energies, or if you have other related questions, feel free to message me directly on my Instagram at GrowmansWithPubby. I have also started a club called Growmans, Wellness and Technology on Clubhouse, where I will be discussing with some amazing panelists on how to manage your energy, along with other interesting topics around holistic health, wellness, technology, and product management. Follow Growmans on Clubhouse and Instagram to stay up to date on community offerings. Thank you all so much for listening. This is Pavi Deva signing off.